I am here at the 2013 NAFB convention, and Trade Talk is underway, and I'm currently in the Climate Corporation booth, and Greg Smearin, Chief Operating Officer for the Climate Corporation, is standing here in front of me. First of all, let's highlight the corporation. What in depth do you guys do?
The Climate Corporation is focused on applying data science to production agriculture. And what that means is we take all of the environmental data, weather as well as soil conditions, current and seasonal projections, and apply that to the production agricultural decisions that are going to happen. And so we do protecting a grower against things he or she cannot control with our total weather insurance and our multi-peril crop insurance. And we also are rolling out for the season Climate Basic and Climate Pro, which helps a farmer make decisions through the growing season to boost profitability.
Well, we've talked, you already mentioned the programs that are out there, Climate Basic and Climate Pro. Let's go in more depth about them. Let's start with the basic. What does it give to producers? And that's the free version. And what can they use it? How do they utilize it?
Sure. Climate Basic is a completely free web and mobile service, and it provides hyper-local weather on each of the fields that a grower has. So the grower can just select the fields, and it'll provide everything from precipitation to temperature to wind to radar. But we go much further than that because we leverage the climate technology platform where we do hyper-local weather monitoring, yield modeling, as well as weather simulations to provide a much more powerful platform. And so what a grower gets is they get a soil moisture tracking, they get growth stage tracking of their crops, and we have a special field workability index where a lot of growers who've been using the service in limited release say it's helped them with getting planting in and understanding as they have fields in different locations where they can actually go and where they shouldn't be wasting their time. So it's saving them money and giving them the information that's the highest quality and most local to their fields.
Well, let's move on to the pro. For a small fee, what can the growers utilize?
The major focus of Climate Pro is to help farmers make decisions throughout the growing season that are going to result in optimal outcomes. So we're applying all of that to climate technology platform to, on average, for corn producers, for example, boost profitability by, on average, $100 an acre. And what we do that through is a set of advisors that are online that the grower can use or his or her advisor can use. We have everything from planting advisor to nitrogen advisor, pest advisor, harvest advisor, and helping people with variable rate analysis and recommendations. And what it does is it makes sure that it integrates current weather conditions and future seasonal conditions into the decision. So, for example, what RM and what date should I be planting to optimize my likely outcome given all the conditions that are coming through the season?
Well, I know you've had a lot of additions very recently with the Climate Corporation, and one of those was the acquisition with Monsanto. Explain that and what that means for growers.
We were just acquired by Monsanto, and it was something that was a surprise to us. We were talking with all firms about partnering, and what we found with Monsanto is they have the same set of scientists and researchers. We focus on data science from our Silicon Valley roots, and they obviously have built the most powerful biotech research capabilities around. And what we've been able to do with this acquisition is we operate independently with growers no matter what seeds, what nutrients they're using. But what we're able to do is leverage the research that's come out of Monsanto's labs to make the recommendations and the modeling that we do much more powerful. So we see that this is just the beginning of what we can do to help growers as we're moving into an environment where the weather is a lot more variable, the commodity prices are a lot more variable, and inputs are expensive. And so the farmer has to make optimal decisions so as not to end up having one of their 40 paychecks in a lifetime be at risk based on what's going on the field.
Coming into 2014, what new additions, what's new for the corporate besides the growth?
We're really excited to get growers to experience what it's like to use really accurate, really simple to use systems. Climate Basic is something that every grower should be using. It's more powerful than the systems that you have to pay for out there. So I encourage them to go to climate.com or talk to their crop insurance agent and get it, and seeing is believing.
Well, thank you, Greg. Once again, talking with Greg Smear, Chief Operating Officer for the Climate Corporation here at Trade Talk, I'm Jamie Johansson.